This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Public school, back a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Universities throughout the region have been back for a few days.
Yep.
Labor Day
coming
on
up.
The horizon.
Yep.
We are in the dog days.
We are. Summer is winding down, alas. But it was a good summer. Lots going on.
Sure.
And we're heading into the fall. I think it's going to be another one of those falls in Northwest Arkansas where there is so much going on and so many events to go to and lots of art and culture and sports and things going on. So it'll be fun.
And it really kind of begins to begin this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a very busy weekend going on around here. We have Friday night, we have the final show in the KUAF Summer Jazz Series
right.
with Warren Wolf. And I just checked the system, and there's only a few tickets left to that.
The first two sold out.
Yeah, so if you want them, snap them up now, but you may not be able to. So that's exciting that we'll have a full house for that. And then Saturday is going to be just fantastic here in Fayetteville. There's going to be music all over the place, Greenhouse Grill on the Square at Walton Arts Center as part of the Fayetteville Roots Festival, which hopefully a lot of people have heard about to date. But we're, you know, it's really exciting to have this grow. I mean, last year was its first year, and it's much bigger this year, and sales are going well, and I'm hoping it's going to be a really fun day of music.
We'll hear from Guy Clark later on this program.
Oh.
He's the headliner of Saturday night's event.
Yeah, and people are really excited to hear him.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. I'm just thrilled that at the variety of musicians that are there, you're going to be able to see people like Guy Clark, but you're going to be able to see locals as well and up-and-comers, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And during the afternoon and early evening at Walton Arts Center, there's music almost everywhere.
Pretty much.
Almost.
Yeah, not even just on our stage.
Right.
It's in our lobbies and
in the garden.
In the garden and upstairs, I believe, in the Pace balcony lobby.
Right,
and
right. Tiffany Christopher will have the songwriters thing there.
Yeah.
Not in the bathroom.
No.
I don't think.
You'll probably be
you'll
able
still
to hear it.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, even that will be pleasant.
Yes.
Right?
Tickets still available for that.
Tickets still available. You can get them at waltonartscenter.org or at 443-5600. And for those who may have noticed, our website is back up. We went down for a little bit yesterday, but we're back up and running and should be able to take everybody's order no problem. So that's this coming weekend.
Right.
Next weekend we'll also be busy. We will have the opening of Theater Squared's first show in their sixth season, Boeing Boeing, the comedy farce about a man with three fiancés, all of whom are, I believe the proper term is flight attendant.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I think I may have said stewardess a couple weeks back. And,
well,
you know.
In your defense, at the time Boeing Boeing was written in the early 60s, that was the term.
That was the term.
This is the most produced French play in all time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
It was French, adapted for the British stage. And then
brought to Broadway.
Right. And it was actually a movie starring Jerry Lewis and Tony Curtis.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ha!
The play's better.
I bet. And Bradley Whitford, who a lot of people will know from West Wing and other shows, was one of the stars on Broadway.
Right.
So it's really had a nice run, I think. So I'm looking forward to this one. And
it's a farce. It's a great way to start a season.
Yeah, I think it's perfect for kicking off Theater Squared season. It's always fun to kick off the season with a comedy, with something that just...
And I don't know why that is, but it is.
It's a standard thing for regional theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked at a couple of them, and we always used to fit, okay, we've got to start the season, got to start with a comedy. And I think it's because you go through a season-long experience with a regional theater.
Right.
And you want to come out of the first show with some lightness and some fun and some really good quality. So you don't sacrifice the really great work and the really high level of production and of performance, but it's fun. It's rollicking. You're getting back to school. Nobody wants to be depressed,
right.
You know,
right.
When that's happening. Or not even depressed, or just, you know, intellectually or
right.
emotionally challenged. So you start off with a comedy, bring a lot of people into the theater, and then hope that they stay with you through the rest of the season.
Because they'll love the production. They'll
exactly.
say, oh, they're also doing this and this.
And they're doing these other things, and you know, they'll have a level of trust with the company, and they'll go, okay, I'll go see this other thing. I may not know what it is, or it may not be quite as cheery, but it's still going to be really good. That's the theory anyway.
Yeah.
And for Theater Squared, I think it's worked. I
yeah.
think it's been really
Last
successful.
Last year was over the top.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's been great. So we will also, we'll have Boeing Boeing the first weekend of September, and then it will run for 4 weeks. And that same weekend, on the 3rd, we'll have Charlie Daniels at the Amp. That will be a 7:30 show. Of course, you know, Charlie Daniels is a legend.
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Devil Went Down to Georgia, which is one of my favorite songs.
Really?
I love that song, and I love hearing different groups play that song. But he will be fun, and that will be out at the Amp, and we'll cross our fingers that it will cool off and things will be nice and pleasant out there. But that's the 3rd. That's a Saturday. That's at 7:30. And then skipping ahead a little bit, we'll move into the middle of September. We will have on the 16th of September, I actually gave the wrong date for this last week, but we'll have on the 16th James Galea, who is Australia's most famous, most renowned magician.
I can't wait to see this.
I know. This is going to be fun. This is actually going to be in Star Theater, so it will be a little more intimate. You'll be up close. You'll be able to watch him. But he was here as part of a fundraiser that we did last winter, and he put on a great show. And he tries to take the stuffy out of magic. Mm-hmm. You know, he's there to be hip. He's there to be fun. I saw him do some card tricks, which, you know, that's standard patter, but for a magician. But he's really fun and really kind of edgy.
So he does what I think people, I mean, I have this term right, but close-up magic.
Yeah.
So it's even more amazing.
Exactly. You're looking at his hands,
right.
or he's talking to an audience member. It's not like it's not like Houdini. You know, he's
right.
in a tank getting out of, you know,
He's not going to saw a woman in half.
No, I don't think he's going to do any of that. And he will probably not pull a rabbit out of his hat either. Hence the title of his show, I Hate Rabbits.
Right.
But that's the 16th, and that will be in Star Theater. And then a couple days later, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will kick off their inaugural season. They had a sort of introduction concert back in March, but now this is their first new season as the new symphony here in Northwest Arkansas. And it's going to be a fun performance. It's a Masterworks performance, so that means they're focusing on, you know, master works of classical music. We'll have the overture from The Marriage of Figaro, which probably more people recognize than they think.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hear that first few notes and they'll go, oh, I know that because you've heard it somewhere. It's a great piece. And then we will have a cello piece by Elgar, and there's a young up-and-coming cello soloist who will be featured in that, which will likely be terrific. And then we will have Tchaikovsky's No. 6 Symphony in B Minor, which is his Pathetique Symphony, which he wrote at the end of his career, and it's one of his best. So it's going to be a night of great sound. You know, you're going to recognize a lot of the sound, but if any of you were at the concert back in March, you know that Paul Haas, the music director, he likes to...
He may pull a rabbit out of his hat.
He will pull a rabbit out. He loves to do that. He loves to, you know, pepper the concert with little bits and pieces of music that are not listed anywhere. You're not going to know what they are. The last concert, he had singers up in the balcony and a couple of musicians in the corners of the balcony just playing, and nobody knew that it was coming. He just did it, and it really changed the dynamic of the show from a sort of sit quietly and listen mm-hmm. to a, wow, what's going on? You're looking around, you're wondering what's going to happen.
Even more of an experience.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and we're just so excited for Sona to be back and to be starting their new season, but also to have Paul here, and he's such a up-and-coming young talent, and he's going to bring a lot of great energy to this art form and to the show. So we're very much looking forward to it.
Sona tickets available through Walton Arts Center as well.
Everything I just mentioned is available through waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600, or come down to the box office and visit us down on Dixon Street.
Jody, thank you so much.
Thank you.